Welcome to Everyone Loves Guitar, where we get to sit down and talk with interesting professional guitar players and related music industry experts. If you love playing guitar, stick around, you're in the right place. This is Craig Garber. Welcome to Everyone Loves Guitar podcast episode number 39. Today's topic, the Kentucky Headhunters, specifically their 1993 album called Rave On. Hey, I want to start introducing you guys to some new music from time to time, and my goal is to hopefully turn some of you on to new guitar players and new bands. I don't know about you, but I don't get to listen to new music much, and I'm pretty busy, but once in a while I do hear something from somebody that sounds interesting and I check it out. So let me know if you like that. If you don't, let me know that as well. I want to start off with the Kentucky Headhunters' third studio album called Rave On. It was released in 93, and I wanted to talk about the Kentucky Headhunters specifically because their original and still current lead guitarist, Greg Martin, he's going to be a guest on this show on episode 60. He's a really tasty player and honestly, like, one of the nicest human beings I've ever met in my life. He's just such a kind-hearted, sincere, gentle, easygoing guy, you know. I couldn't see anybody getting mad at him. I mean, he's just like such an amiable guy. Anyway, so if you've never heard of Greg or if you've never heard of the Kentucky Headhunters, now's your chance to get turned on to something new. So the Headhunters actually got together back in 1968, and originally they were called Itchy Brother. And so the band members, some of them are related. Of course, somebody will be out there saying, well, everybody in Kentucky is related. And I don't know, they might be. I'm from the Bronx, so what the hell do I know? Anyway, so the band members are Richard Young. He's the rhythm guitar player and the lead singer. Fred Young, he's the drummer. And let me tell you something, this guy is the most unlikely looking rock and roll dude I've ever seen. He holds a beat down like a freaking Swiss watch. He plays sort of unconventionally, like, I mean, his physical placement of how he hits the drums, it kind of like Charlie Watts from the Stones on steroids. But man, you will be hard pressed to find someone better than Fred to keep a beat. And their two cousins, Greg Martin, who's going to be on our show, he plays lead guitar and vocals, and Anthony Kenny, who played bass guitar and vocals. Anthony is not in the band today, but I believe he still writes songs with them. And this band, Itchy Brother, which was the original iteration of what led to be the Kentucky Headhunters, they were performed together from like 68 to 82. In 86, they actually started performing as the Kentucky Headhunters. And at first blush, you know, you look at the name and you kind of listen maybe with half an ear and you say, oh, they're a country band. But once you start listening to them with any more deliberate intention, you'll find that this is not true. They're more like a British blues band that plays country influenced rock, but they also play a ton of blues and regular classic rock. And I hate to compare one band to another, but the actual tone of the band sounds more like if the Bad Company, when Paul Rogers was with the band, it sounds like if Bad Company spent a few years down in Kentucky, what would come out of it is the Kentucky Headhunters. Their 1989 album, which was the first album as the Kentucky Headhunters, was called Pickin' on Nashville, rather, excuse me. And the band had four consecutive top 40 country singles on it, and they've released 12 studio albums since then. In addition, the band won three Country Music Association Awards, an Academy of Country Music Award, and a Grammy Award for Best Country Performance in 1990 for that album, Pickin' on Nashville. Now, if you want to just start randomly listening to the Headhunters, they got, like I said, I think 12 albums in their catalog. I'd recommend one of these two albums, or three albums, actually. If you're more of a country guy, check out Pickin' on Nashville. That was released in 89. That was their debut. If you're more of a blues or rock guy like I am, I would check out either Rave On from 1993, which sounds like it was recorded in the mid to late 70s, or I would also check out their, I think it's their last album, which is On Safari, which is a really, really killer album. If you've never checked out the Kentucky Headhunters, give them a shot. And if you have, now's a good time to revisit the band. I hope I got to turn you on to something new today. Let me know how you like this. And if you did like it, I'll start including some of these reviews or new music or just bands that are interesting in part of the regular segments. My favorite Kentucky Headhunters song is actually called, it's on two of their albums, Back to the Sun. It's kind of like an anthem type song. Great lyrics, just a very, you know, really cool song. It's originally from on the Songs from the Grass String Ranch album that came out in 2000. It was also on their greatest hits, Flying Under the Radar. Let me know if you like this kind of format. I'll be happy to turn you on to more songs. And if you've got some stuff you're interested in having me talk about specific bands, send them in to me. I'll be happy to hear and listen. Thanks for listening. Go to everyonelovesguitar.com and sign up to get notified of future episodes along with the latest guitar-related updates. And join our community on Facebook at facebook.com/everyoneloves guitar. We hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, subscribe to the Everyone Loves Guitar podcast, and you can do this online at everyonelovesguitar.com or on iTunes. And if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star positive review. The more 5-star reviews we get, the higher our show ranks, and higher rankings mean we get to continue speaking with cool, interesting guests on our show. We'll see you on the next episode, and until then, keep playing your guitar and have fun making music.